Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Stephanie DeLuca, who's an associate professor of the Department of Sociology at Johns Hopkins University. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So when a family moves, they're moving into subsidized housing, but are they provided with counseling with respect to jobs and with respect to school choices there? Or what is the level of support that they have in terms of this sort of radical change in where they exist?
So the program does an incredible job counseling families. I mean, I've worked now on three different housing intervention studies over the last almost 20 years, and the Baltimore program is by far, the most intensive with respect to the services families get. So families get a lot of pre-move counseling to sort of help them with credit repair, understanding family needs, referrals, budgeting workshops, and how to interact with landlords in the private market. And then the administrators of the program started to do some school information counseling as well, so that parents understood what kinds of opportunities were afforded in these neighborhoods as far as school quality goes. Because most of the families in the program, the parents of these children have never experienced high quality schools, and so it's a whole new world to them. And so some of the counseling on school, the school achievement in these suburban neighborhoods is, provided. And the job placement is not something that I think they're doing right now, but the program participants have ongoing relationships with the counselors there. So we're going to try to learn a bit more about that and how that works. So after families move, they're also in contact every few months for the first 18 months with counselors. So there's some support.
It would be really interesting to look at your data mm-hmm. and look at where those people who have moved are now working.
Right.
Because clearly if they're staying there, there's something about their work experience that is working for them. It would be very interesting to see where those jobs are. Maybe they're actually creating new jobs as a result of them being there.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we alongside the quantitative data tracking we've done, I launched an in-depth interview study with moms and kids in 2012 to talk to them about their experiences. And, and what we learned is that for many of the mothers, they sort of realized that the benefits of living in these, much safer, more diverse, what they call quieter neighborhoods, and these high-quality schools, it's worth a trade-off of if some of the transportation time and having to figure out some of the logistics. And once they saw what kinds of schools their kids were attending, and they were profoundly affected by that, and what kind of programming and facilities were available, and have tried in subsequent moves really hard to stay in the community in which they were placed.
Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.